We all have a process. We all have lessons. No one is exempt. I never met any person who didn't have something they had to let go of in order to feel free and peaceful. The most important thing, as the title of the book is, peace. Ultimately, everything will lead to peace. When you get there, you know, it's not even the absence of conflict. Peace is something way beyond the absence of conflict. It is a state. It's kind of like a spiritual state of your true nature, your essence. And it's like an involvement to see you're so much more than your physical body, in the sense that you can be really at a peaceful state that is putting you in a whole new place in your life. That's our goal, to have that space within ourselves. And that's why it's called I Just Want Peace.
So I wanted to introduce you to
Sandy Levy Lundin,
who is the author of this book, and Lynn's holding it up. Sandy, hold your book up. Let's celebrate. And this is Lynn Thompson. She is Sandy's editor, and I'm Becky Norwood with Spotlight Publishing House, and we welcome you and celebrate this day. Sandy's book has been many years in the making, so let's talk about what it took to bring this book to the world.
I didn't actually think it would be possible to write this book, because I didn't think I could describe how to do the method of clearing and all the aspects that would be necessary for a person to clear themselves and understand the philosophy. So I had dreamed of making the book for a very long time before I actually started into it. And I had a volunteer of one of my coaches who said, you can tell it to me and I will write it all down. Angela Hahn in the UK, in a small town called Bury St. Edmunds. And we started there, and it was so fun to work with Angela that I recorded with Angela typing on her computer everything I could think of that would be in the order of how people would transform their lives using the power clearing process. And Angela got very busy. She went back to school to become a counselor. And then I went on with another one of my magnificent coaches, Jillian Hibbs. And we started from the beginning and took what Andrew and I wrote and wrote it all over. And then I wrote it over again. So today we have what I would consider a full process of someone reading it that would fully understand how to use the process, how to use it in their daily life, how to clear themselves of anything that's upsetting them with themselves, with their family, with their partner, with their boss, anybody. I am so excited. When the book arrived last night by mail, I thought, God, this is one gorgeous book. And I made it. And without Lynn's help and your help, I probably would never have got here. Aww. So it takes a village to raise a child. And it took a village to create this book. And my coaches from all over the world were involved in this book.
I have watched the process. It has been truly amazing. And I've had a lot of beautiful book covers that we've designed and worked on over the years I've been in business. But I think this is one of my absolute, hands down, favorite.
Thank you so much. Yes, I felt so the same way gorgeous. When I saw it. Yes, yeah. It is gorgeous.
It seems like when you first bring it up, it pops out at you. That light on it just catches the eye. So beautiful. Right. So, Sandy, you've done this work for many years. How did you come upon this clearing process, and what does it involve? And can somebody do it all by their lonesome instead of having to hire a coach?
We always need another person when we're first starting out with it, kind of mirror what we're feeling, thinking, and believing, to kind of make it clear to you as the person who's going to clear, what are you actually saying? So if you didn't have another person, you could work with a mirror. Because you want to be sure you're hearing yourself of all your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs coming from what I call your ego, which is the part of your mind that judges, blames, has upsets, and is always telling you stories, self-talk, like maybe you're not good enough, maybe you're not worthy, maybe you're valueless or not important. So the reflection of that makes it clear, what are you going to clear? Because that's always the question. What is it you actually need to release that you've been telling yourself as a story your whole life? And does it go to a trauma in your history? That's another part of this that is ready to be accessed right now, like what we would call ripe fruit, like it's ready to go. You've had enough of this trauma running your life. You've had enough of the feeling that goes with it, like you're worthless or not worthy. When I taught this training all over the world, probably worthless or not worthy and not cared about and not loved would be the four biggest things that I found universal. Absolutely. That I was clearing everywhere. So it is a three-part process. You've got to do the whole thing. It involves confirming different truths, like you are loved, you are good enough, you are worthy, you are a part of the whole, you are joined, you are a divine being beyond the body, you have an essence. So it is a complicated process at one level and simple at another. What's exciting about this is we've put in the book many different ways to view the process and several anecdotes from people who have cleared on practically everything you could think of is in this book. I don't think I ever heard somebody tell me something that I hadn't heard before. So there are themes. There's a betrayal theme. There's a rejection theme. There's an abandonment theme and separation. It's a universal idea. So everything that's happening in the world is contained in my book. And if people cleared themselves individually from these feelings, we would be projecting out into the world a different energy.
Vibrational frequency, wouldn't it?
Completely. We'd be letting go of fear and guilt.
Yeah.
And that's the importance of the book also. It helps someone see how they, in their own little world, in their family, in their friends, at their office, could let go of the projection of fear and guilt out in the world. And that's a big thing right now, because there's so much fear going on.
There's no greater fear than fear itself.
The fear of fear is our greatest fear.
So Lynn, what's it been like to walk with Sandy through this process? You've played a vital role, not just in the editing, but a lot of in the background kind of things on track. What's this process been for you and what have you learned?
Well, it's been remarkable. And I just really am in awe of how serendipitous it was that Sandy and I reconnected early in 2021 after we first met in 2008. I met her through her DVD about the difference that was done with youth in Sweden many years ago. And I saw it at a friend's place and watched it. And I called her in 2008. She and Len, one of her main colleagues in the coaching, they were going to come to Vancouver Island the next day, and they hadn't been there in 5 years. And so we met up, we did an interview for my podcast radio show. And then later that year, I organized and attended two of her workshops in Nanaimo. This is all in Canada. And, you know, but then we were out of touch all these years, and somebody she knew somebody I know who put us in touch. And it was like, okay, I guess Sandy and I are reconnecting now. And it started off, we were just saying the other day how innocent we were at first. You know, I was helping her edit some pages that somebody at her place was helping her edit. We were going back and forth. And she said, well, this took us this many hours. Probably the rest will only take about this many hours. Well, yeah, right. Holy shoot. And I'm not the only editor. There's been a team of editors and all kinds of people involved. I'm just, I'm very honored to have my name on as the main editor, but oh my goodness, it's been a real ride.
Even after we sent it to design, there was editing.
Christy Burney, a longtime associate and student with the clearing process with Sandy, she appeared in the last few weeks, and she even helped to get this vision of rearranging it, which I am like ever so proud of this book, even more than I was to be associated with Sandy and with this book. And Christy really helped to bring it home. I'm just amazed. Yeah.
Yeah. Christy is a certified power of clearing coach, but also a well-known designer and designed colors and was head of a big department of sportswear. So Christy has a real idea of what it should look like in terms of the design. We all worked together. I mean, it was a serendipitous meeting that occurred.
It's so beautiful because the flow and the evolution, really this book evolved over that period of time, and it kept changing and shifting and changing and shifting till we got this product now that is simply truly something that somebody could use as a guidebook to step up. And I think there's going to be people that read it and say, I want to be able to do this process and I want to be a coach too.
I am sure. But also one of the main things that Christy wanted was that the book could open and lay flat. And it does. It's a big book. So if you can study it, you can then concentrate on it. Yes, and I agree with you. There'll be people who want to be coaches of this. And my program for that is called the Power of Clearing Coaching Certification Program. And I can teach it in a group, or I could teach it to one or two people, because I've done it on the phone and on Zoom. And I keep working with them till I feel they have it, that they know what they're doing and can do it in any circumstance. Help someone clear all issues, because there are so many issues in our complex world that we have. We could have a money issue. We could have a sex issue. We could have a body issue, meaning that we have some part of our body that's really bothering us. Mm-hmm. And the clearing can come to the essence of that and take away the emotional component that created the condition. And that's very exciting.
Beautiful. Really quite amazing.
In order to feel secure in this world, it's so important to know who you really are, because otherwise you're at the whim of so many circumstances and things happening that so many people could get upset by. A lot of uncertainty, a lot of unknown, and a lot of doubt is also part of the clearing for someone to feel secure. You know, sometimes in the world, when we're working with fear as a psychological process, we always called it false evidence appearing real. Another word, the acronym of it. And so it's real importance of really getting in your center, coming to your core. Who are you? What is it you really want in your life? What is it that's really important to you? And that's what this is also about in this book.
There's just a lot of things that are causing people to really reassess who they are and what they're all about.
Right. That's a very important point, that it is created a state of fear where we don't know who we can touch, who we can come close to, who we can even breathe near. I mean, it's a profound situation of conflict inside of a person, just how they're going to approach going out and going to a party or a network meeting or a funeral or a wedding. It's quite amazing thing that this has created, and that all goes back to the clearing. I mean, a person can use this clearing to clear themselves of any upset. And that's what's so exciting to me. I feel we've written a book so somebody could work it through. They might have to read it more than once. And it would be really beneficial to read it with another person who would do the clearing with you. They could read it out loud. I've had some of my students tell me they're reading it out loud with their partner. And they're going to do it. So it gives a chance for somebody to know something that we call in the power clearing process and in my trainings called holding the space. Being able to be there and really listen to what someone is saying and be there from their place without judging or blaming them or having a huge, what I call, egoic reaction to them, no matter what they said. So it does teach something there is very important in all relationships, couples, friends, how to hold the space and listen and be able to pick up the main points of it. That's a question. What does a person really need to clear? That's a question. And so the exciting part is, you know, we've been reviewing this over and over and over. We got clearer and clearer and clearer. What do we need to tell people in order for them to get it?
So how did this start for you?
The idea of where the actual clearing comes from is coming from my childhood at age 7, where I was born in the Bronx. I saw people repeating the same story over and over and over. It was a painful story. That's what I noticed as a child. I wanted people to let go of their guilt. And we lived in very close circumstances in a small place, kind of what you would call a tenement where I was born. And we moved to the suburbs when I was 7, buying a very nice house, and everybody had a lot of space. But my actual laboratory began in my mother's kitchen with my family and friends. And my grandmother was a great healer. She took pain away from people in the form of headaches. People lined up. I saw what my grandmother did, how she did it, and why she did it. You know, she was basically in service her whole life. My grandmother, Gussie, is described in my book. So I watched this as a child. So it was born in an idea very, very early. I always make a joke to people, but I'm quite serious. I have not changed that much since I was 7. I was always interested in listening. I was always interested in coming. What does it really mean what they're saying? What is what I call the bottom line of this? What's to the point of it? Why are they telling this? And I thought about that. And I asked my mother, starting out very early, why are you here, Mom? What is the purpose of this world? What is your purpose? And I asked those questions. And that started me into this lifelong search. I got a wonderful movement in it, say 40 years ago, when people asked me to coach their life. I didn't even really think of it, that I had become a life coach of people's lives by my observation, thinking, and reflection, that I had a particular gift that I always had for solving something in a very deep way, not just a surface way, but a deep way. And that's in the book too. So in other words, I would say I began this process when I was 7. I'm 77 now, so 70 years.
70 years.
in research of it. And I can even remember the moments that I began to think on it in my mother's kitchen. And then the separation that I experienced by moving from the tenement where everybody was close and very communicative and right there, you were never alone, there were people everywhere. And we moved to this suburb and now I have my own room. And my brother has his own room, my parents have a room, we have a huge garden, we have space. And in a certain sense, I liked it, but in a certain sense, I didn't.
It was lonely, wasn't it?
It was very alone. I missed going out to my grandfather. He was in New York, a fruit peddler and what you call a junk peddler. My grandmother had 9 children. So I missed this very close-knit group that I was part of. And then we were alone. Just the 4 of us. And I saw the effect of that idea on my mind, you know, separation. Was this really a beneficial thing, actually? That was a question in my mind, and to what extent it would affect me. So, you know, today, I love my favorite moments are in the training, I would say, or working with another person. I like the depth of where this goes and what we discover. I'm so profoundly enhanced by when someone clears themselves and sees where it goes and wakes up and the light bulb goes off and they get peace and clarity and understanding and forgiveness. Ultimately, the greatest forgiveness we have is to ourselves.
It is.
And in each clearing, ultimately the coach or the friend has to find out, what does this person really blame themselves for? And how do they let it go? We call this normally a secret. And I always say, you don't have a secret, it has you. It's controlling you at every moment. But in order to tell your secret and divulge it, you might have to first tell it to yourself. What is the secret? You may not see it as a secret, but finding the secret is a very important part of this process. And to see what the secret is and how is it controlling you? And why do you think you're guilty because of the secret? So we're actually forgiving ourselves for our perceived guilt over the secret. And it could be anything.
It could be, and it's probably every person on the face of this earth that has those kind of secrets and those kind of deep pains.
Yeah.
There's not one of us that can escape life on this planet without having something that comes our way.
We all have a process. We all have lessons. No one is exempt. I never met any person who didn't have something they had to let go of in order to feel free and peaceful. The most important thing, as the title of the book is, peace. Ultimately, everything will lead to peace. When you get there, you know, it's not even the absence of conflict. Peace is something way beyond the absence of conflict. It is a state. It's kind of like a spiritual state of your true nature, your essence.
Beautiful.
And Christy Burney was wanting us to describe peace in the book, and she made a chart of it, how she learned it. Because she says in the book, and even in her testimonial, before she met me, she only thought she was a body. And that her pain or body pains, and that's all she was. And it's like an involvement to see you're so much more than your physical body in the sense that you can be really at a peaceful state that is putting you in a whole new place in your life. That's our goal, to have that space within ourselves. And that's Beautiful. Why it's called, I Just Want Peace.
Beautiful. You can go to Amazon and type in, I Just Want Peace, or type in Sandy's name, Sandy
Levy Lundeen,
and pick up a copy. It's been Kindle and also paperback. It will be also hardcover. Pick up a copy of this book and take the time to read it and read it aloud. As Sandy suggests, read it with somebody else that you love or that loves you, or both ways. And thank you for this beautiful time. It's a day of incredible celebration. This book has the utmost of care in being written. And what Sandy brings is just phenomenal. The life that she brings within the pages of that book. So pick up a copy. Lynn, thank you for your beautiful contribution and all that you've
thank
done
you.
To kind of hover over and take care of all the many, many pieces that went into making this all happen. And we celebrate this day. It'll be a day of celebration for more than one day. It will be a celebration for a long time to come, because this book is your legacy.
This is my legacy to my 40,000 students, to remind them of everything that happened in these trainings over these 40 years and what they went through. And they've gotten a hold of the book in a flip book that you created so they could read it way before it came out. And their reviews on Amazon in different countries of the world. And these reviews are so profound that it moves me to tears as I read them. They are so poignant.
It is beautiful. And you are already a number one international bestseller. So I'm saying, woohoo, it's a great excitement time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for this beautiful interview.
Thank you so much, both of you. Without both of you, it never would have happened. At moments, my ego told me, stop. Don't go any further. This is all too much. It's taking up your whole life.
A lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It'll never stop. And actually, I'm so excited that I went beyond my ego. We all got to do that because our ego is going to try to stop us from going where we want to go, producing fear, producing anxiety, producing doubt. And I went beyond my ego in this and finished it. And I am so joyous over this. And thank you for telling me it's a number one bestseller already. And the day hasn't even hit. And we're in the book launch.
We're just getting going.
Just getting going.
Thank you so much, Becky. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you. Thank you, Becky. Without both of you, it never would have happened. And I mean it.
It takes teamwork to make the dream work.
I love that. It takes teamwork to make the dream work. We're going to put that on Facebook right now.
Awesome. All right. Beautiful day to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
All righty.
Lots of love. Lots of love. Thank you.